بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد لله رب العالمین و العاقبة للمتقین و الصلاة و السلام على نبی رحمه محمد ابن عبدالله المصطفى الحاشمی خاتم النبیین و اشرف المرسلین و اهل بیت الطیبین الطاهرین و اصحابه المنتجبین. اما بعد، قال الله سبحانه و تعالی فی القرآن المجید: اعوذ بالله من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. قال فمن ربكما یا موسى؟ قال ربنا الذي اعطى كل شيء خلقه ثم هدى. صدق الله العلی العظیم و صدق النبی الکریم و الحمد لله رب العالمین. I recited two verses from Surah Taha for you, verses 49 and 50. The approximate meaning of these holy verses are: Fir'aun asked Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, O Musa, who's your two lord, means Musa and Harun, who's your all's lord? And Hazrat Musa alayhi wasalam said that my Lord is the one who gives nature, shape, form to everything that he has created, and then he guides. Thumma hada. Inshallah, today's topic is about hidayat, guidance. What we learn from Quran and Majid, that all the guidance, that whether it is through anybody, individuals, through Quran, through Prophet of God, is all attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna alayna lal huda. So all the guidance, number one, is attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, we also understand that the initial guidance for every individual also comes, the initial guidance, what we call it, in the initial electric shock that goes in the heart and soul of every human being that is guided to Islam, guided to Quran, guided to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is also directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, we learn that this holy verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, I have created and then guided. So that means the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forever in this life, and also the life hereafter continues on. So that means that anybody can be guided up to the last moment of his life or her life, can be guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we need to realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran has noted several verses that are worthy of us to contemplate on. Number one is that إِنَّكَ لَا تَحْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتُ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهِ يَحْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِالْمُهْتَدِينَ. This verse says, the approximate translation, that verily you cannot guide the one whom you love to Islam, but it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who guides whom he pleases. وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِالْمُهْتَدِينَ. Allah knows who is on the right path, because he guides and he knows who's on the right path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guidance is based on 100% justice. He is al-adil. So what we realize that's we are not with each individual, but for sure every individual, wherever they are, if glorious Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees in their heart that they are really looking, seeking the guidance, then the guidance will come to him surely, for sure, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya ibadi kullukum dhalun illa man hadaytu, wa kullukum faqirun illa man aqnaytu, wa kullukum muznibun illa man asamtu. What this means that Holy Prophet has said this hadith Qudsi, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that, oh my servants, all of you in darkness, the different layers of darkness, but you are in darkness, in misguidance, except the one I do guide to the right path. And all of you are faqir, all of you are needy, except the one I will give qina'at to him. And kullukum mudhnibun, all of you are sinners, except the one I make ma'asum, I keep him away from the sin. So this gives us the picture that what we learn from Quran, which is part of the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa ma asabaka min hasanatin fa min Allah. Whatever good happens to us is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if this happens through the hands of other people, even if it happens through the hand of the Prophet of God, but still is attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بعثت داعيا ومبلغا وليس الي من الهدى شيئا وخلق ابليس مزينا وليس اليه من الضلاله شيء. Holy Prophet has said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has raised me as a داعيا الى الله, to call people to Islam. قل يا ايها الناس اني رسول الله اليكم جميعا. This verse of Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared through Rasulullah, that's Ya Rasul, tell the entire mankind, I am your guide. I am Rasulullah for all of you. Wa mubaligan, and pronounce the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it is not for me to guide anybody. Of course, here, as we understand the initial guidance. Wa khuliqa iblis, and iblis was created muzayyinan, that to make the alluring, there's sinful acts, but وَلَيْسَ إِلَيْهِ مِنَ الظَّلَالَةِ, but he has no part in misguiding. So the misguidance is not from Iblis al-La'in, but is from the individual who follows Iblis, who follows the call of Iblis. So that misguidance, darkness is attributed to individual because of his choice. As you know, in Surah Jumu'ah, we decide every Jumu'ah, هو الذي بعث في الأمين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة. So what that means, that after the initial guidance, then Holy Prophet and Quran becomes our guide. A'imma athar become our guide. Our Imam becomes our guide because of that. So they all have the ability to be our guide. They are chosen to be our guide. But again, the initial guidance is attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all the guidance that we received through the Prophet and Imam also we attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, Quran talks about whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide. Number one is وَمَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِ قَلْبَهُ وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. The one who is in his heart, in his soul, has the belief of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And no one knows what is in our soul, but in our heart, except Allah. وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. So whoever in his guidance believes in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Next is وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَحْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُولَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Those who strive in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to realize that whatever our level of guidance we are in, there is another higher light of guidance. Sirat al-Mustaqim is one, but the layer of guidance are many. You know, for example, you study Quran today, you learn something new that you didn't know. Tomorrow you study Quran again you learn something new. Again and again and again and again and again, every day that you study Quran, you always learn something new. This is what is part of the guidance and miracle of Quran and miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that guide us. So that's what that means, that, you know, لَنَحْدُيَنَّهُمْ سُبُولَنَا. Then also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَالَّذِينَ اَحْتَدَى زَادَهُمْ هُدًا وَآتَهُمْ تَقْوَاهُمْ. It's Surah Muhammad. The one who avails himself to guidance. Now if you don't contemplate, if you don't study Quran, of course, the guidance is not going to come, because we are not taking the steps toward guidance. So that's another part of the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we come to the guidance. Now, which group of people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not guide? We do not decide. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot see somebody say, okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not guide you. That is wrong. We cannot say that. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows who needs to be guided, and that's all his command. So be very careful. Do not say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not forgive such person. Do not say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not such person. You know, these are very critical. We've got to be careful on that one. One, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna allaha la yahdi al-qawma al-zalimin. The wrongdoing people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not guide. And there is a reason for that. Or Allah says, inna allaha la yahdi al-qawma al-kafirin. Those who reject the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who negate the command of Allah, and those who are kafir also will not be guided. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that kafir and zalim, in effect, in the definition, they are the same. It doesn't matter. Both are in the same category. What are this group of zalim that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said he will not guide? One definition of zalim, wrongdoer, is the one who exceeds the limit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hudud Allah. وَمَنْ يَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَ اللَّهِ فَقَدْ ظَلَمَ نَفْسِهِ. The one who exceeds the limit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a hudud of Allah that we cannot exceed that. When we exceed that, we become, you know, transgressors. We become fasiq. That brings zulm. That is zulm, darkness. That's a cause and effect. So when we exceed the bounds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what we get in return? We get darkness. Because of our own doings. Now that's attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because of our own doing, we get that one. The next one is, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. The one who does not do hukm, that means he again disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We got hukm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his hukm is opposite of hukm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or Allah makes one command, he changes it. That person, that individual, becomes also a zalim, is noted in the Quran. Another category Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, بَلِ اتَّبَعَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَحْوَاهُمْ بِغَيْرِ الْإِلْمِ. The one who obeys his nafs, his evil desire, without the knowledge. What happens a lot of time that people with not having knowledge of Quran, not having knowledge of verse of the Quran, not having knowledge of the teaching of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ahlul Bayt, then what he does something without knowing. Sometimes on purpose, sometimes not on purpose. But if it's not on purpose, it's different. But the one, sometimes we know sometimes the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we want to go opposite that because it's for some reason it's easier for us. Maybe it's more money in our pocket. Maybe it's more convenient. Maybe we don't have the ability, our soul is not in that situation to fly up over that limit that is established by ownership. So the one who obeys his own evil desire, which in effect becomes a mushrik, because then he has two gods, then that also person is also is not guided. So all of this guidance and another category of guidance, that guidance will not come to those, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَتُوبْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمَ الظَّالِمُونَ. Those who commit sin and they do not do tawbah. So if we commit wrongdoings, if we do tawbah, then that tawbah will remove us from the darkness into back to the light. But if we do not do tawbah, then we will be in this category as well. And then Allah says, for this group of people, وَفَرِيقًا حَقَّ عَلَيْهِمُ الظَّلَالَةِ. So it is a just cause for this group of people who are zalim and kafir to remain in zalalat because of what they wanted to do. And then on the day of judgment, we have the Quran, فَأَذَّنَ مُؤَذَّنٌ بَيْنَهُمْ اللَّعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الظَّالِمِينَ, which is مُؤَذَّن on the judgment of Imam alayhi salatu wassalam. And Imam alayhi salatu wassalam says, لَعْنَة on all zalimin, all the wrongdoers, that we will end up in the fire. And Imam Baqir has said that inna Allah tabarak wa ta'ala al-halimul alim innama qabzuhu ala man lam yaqbalu min yaqbalu minhu rida wa innama yamna'u man lam yaqbalu minhu ata wa innama yuzillu man lam yaqbal minhu huda. Imam Baqir alayhi salam has said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most infinitely forbearing and most knowing. The one who seeks not the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come upon him. Now, number one. And number two, the one who does not accept the gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will be deprived of his own self. He deprives his own self by not accepting the gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have many gifts from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When is our time? Well, the knowledge Allah has given us. If we don't use those capacity or those faculties that Allah has given us in the right way, then obviously we are at fault. And lastly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that the one who does not accept the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will be misguided. Misguided what? His own self. By his own action, he has misguided his own self. And all of these things goes back, all of this is that because that what? ذَلَكَ بَأَنَّ مُتَبَى مَا أَسْخَطَ اللَّهُ وَكَرِهُ رِزْوَانَهُ فَأَحْبَتَ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. This is very important for all of us that we need to realize that, يَا أَيَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَتِيُوا اللَّهُ وَأَتِيُوا الرَّسُولُ وَلَا تُبْتِلُوا أَعْمَالَكُمْ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has warned us that obey Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, otherwise some of your actions will become nullified. And same thing here, when we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, I hate what you love and I love what you hate. That's what it means. ذَلِكَ بَأَنَّهُ تَبَوْا مَا أَسْخَطَ اللَّهُ وَكَرِهُ رِزْوَانَهُ. So we need to also remember that's part of that thing. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, says, فَأَمَّا ثَمُودَ فَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ فَاسْتَحَبُّ الْأَعْمُ عَلَى الْهُدَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided Thamud people, but Thamud people preferred blindness over seeing. They preferred darkness over light. They preferred the low life instead of a high life. They chose that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided them, but they chose that. And then we get, there's a beautiful hadith that is this a gift from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to all of us. It's been narrated that a man came to Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, please give me an advice. And Holy Prophet in hadith gave him two advices. One, he said, told him, La tushrik billahi shay'a. Do not assign anything, anybody to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not bring anybody equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have the ma'rifat of unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and understand that. The unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's number one. La tushrik billahi shay'a. And number two, Holy Prophet said to him, Wad'u an-nasa ila al-Islam. And guide people to Islam. This is something that is not my responsibility, your responsibility. It is all of us' responsibility. Every one of us has this responsibility to call people, mankind to Islam, to the way of Rasulullah, to the way of Imam Ali salam. So this is something that wad'u an-nasa ila al-Islam. So this is something that we need to remind ourselves that our duty is to do da'wah work. Most of our da'wah work is not by mouth or by speeches, but it's through our action. Through our action, that's how we can invite people and attract people to our religion, inshallah. When Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said Imam Ali sallallahu alaihi to Yemen, he told, oh my dear Ali, alayhi salatu wasallam, do not fight anyone unless first you invite him to Islam. And that's what Imam Ali did. And all the people in Yemen that are fall of Ahlul Bayt are because of Imam Ali alayhi salam. When Imam went to Yemen. And said, so Imam Ali alayhi salam, through his beautiful speeches, beautiful personality, the 100% light that he had in him, and he guided many people from Yemen because of this one. That Rasulullah says that when you invite someone to Islam, and if he accepts Islam, and that is better for you that whatever sun shines on and sets on, and you will have wilayat over him. So Imam Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has vilayat over all of us. Why? Because one stroke of Imam Ali on their Khandaq carries more weight in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than all the believers offering salat. So everything that we own goes through Imam Ali and Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We achieve it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it is through their hands that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us God. It's through their hands that Allah gave us victory. But we attributed it all to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it was through them that we were guided. So we owe that guidance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we give proper respect and honor to Rasulullah and Ahlul Bayt salawatullahi alayhim ajma'in. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Once Prophet Dawood alayhi wasalam went to outside the town in the Sahara, meaning plain area, to praise and glorify and do munajat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked Ya Dawood, why did you come alone to me? He said, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I love you so much, and I'm eager to be with you and just praise and glorify to you. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Oh Dawood, go back and bring another person with you to me. That means go back and guide people. You know, we need to realize it's not only me and me and me and me, but it is mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to become the means of guiding people, keeping them away from the fire of hell. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us as a duty. Not I have guided you, not I have shown you the Quran. No, it is your duty to go forward and guide other people. So that's what Prophet of God had to go back and go back to the city and call people to Islam and invite them to Islam. And this hadith says that if you do that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place your name in the Lahu Mahfuz as Hamida. The one is praised. And another verse of Quran, Surah Hamim Sajda, that we have, again, that refers to all of us. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُوا قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَأَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِلَى الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And who's the best person in speech? When calls people to Allah. And then Allah says immediately, وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. Empty talk will not bring anybody to Islam. But our amal salih calls people to Islam. That's what we need. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. This is something that we really need to be careful. Here is verse of Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us, all of us, to identify as a Muslim. Of course, by name is real easy. But in practice, being a Muslim, that means who is a Muslim to all the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the command of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ahlul Bayt, that's what really makes a Muslim. But we need to remember that we should not divide ourselves in different names, but we need to remind ourselves into one category as a Muslim. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَا النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. The one who brings one person to Islam, to true Islam, has given him life as if he has saved the entire humanity, as if he has brought the whole humanity to Islam, and that would be the sawab of the person who does that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Jawad Al-Kareem. He guides, but also he gives credit to us because he's free of need. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometime and many times perhaps he wants to guide other people through our hands, through our mosques, through our behavior, through by giving a personal Quran, through going to the prison and doing dawah work, different places going to church doing that. So since this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is for the inna allaha lamal muhsin, for the do-gooders. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide all of us to Islam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide all of our parents, our grandparents, our spouses, our children and grandchildren, all of them to Islam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive all the mu'minin and mu'minat and muslimin and muslimat inshaAllah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد لله رب العالمین و الصلاة و السلام على نبی رحمه محمد ابن عبدالله المصطفی هاشمی خاتم النبیین و اشرف المرسلین و الصلاة و السلام على علی ابن ابی طالب امیر المؤمنین علیه الصلاة و السلام و الصلاة و السلام على فاطمه زهرا سیدت نساء العالمین و الصلاة و السلام على الحسن و الحسین سید شباب اهل الجنه اجمعین و الصلاة و السلام على علی ابن حسین و محمد ابن علی و جعفر ابن محمد و موسی ابن جعفر و علی ابن موسی الرضا و محمد ابن علی الجباد و علی ابن محمد الهادی و الحسن ابن علی الزکی العسکری و الحجت ابن الحسن القائم مهدی صلوات الله علیهم اجمعین. اللهم صل على محمد و آل محمد و عجل فرجهم و اهلك عدوهم من الجن والانس من الاولین والآخرین. اما بعد in the news there's a good article in press TV I'm quoting that the Iran economy is the economy of resistance against the system of kufr. And our dear Imam Khomeini, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect him, he has taught us and he has set up a goal for the Iranian nation that our economy, the economy of the Muslim, should be based on the knowledge economy, relying on domestic capacities and cutting dependence on all revenue, which have emerged as a principal tool of Western powers to pressure Iran. So under this sanction, the Iranian government has reduced their budget by 50% depending on the petrodollars. And the government spokesman, Mohammad Bagher Nawakh, has said that the administration is taking in stride, and 80% drop in oil revenue still has not totally has a complete impact on the revenue and the economy of Iran, because the Iran's economy as more and more is going based on the self-reliance inside industrial production and growth in the farming, in the industry, and the medicine, and in all different areas. Iran is trying to depend on its own self as for all of these ideas, because it's based on knowledge. And according to the projection that the Iranian economy will forge ahead with a growth of about 5% for the coming year, and if the sanctions are retained, no problem, but if the restrictions are voided and they're removed, then the economy will grow in about 8%, which is pretty high. So the economic resistance is the way to go. Is a way to protect and insulate against the external factors and external forces of the enemy. And this goes back to Quran, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has noted in the Quran that the one who strives to fulfill the need of the community of the Muslims as a higher position, and the one who does jihad in the sabilillah, in the war, qital bi sabilillah, is lower than doing jihad to fulfilling what the community needs. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want us to hold our hands like that. Oh, we need the West. Oh, you know, we need this, we need that. You know, for medicine, we got to come over here. For a doctor, we got to come over there. No. The Islamic community, which we are far, far from that ideal Quranic community, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Quran wants us to do that, just that. So if we need a doctor, the community needs someone out there to become a doctor. If they need bread, they need a grain, they need water, whatever they need, somebody from that community, somebody from that country needs to learn and do it inside, in-house. Not big from them for every little things. And this is what they, you know, what the West wants to do. they want to keep the Muslims low, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants the Muslim to be high. And this is that's why what our Imam is telling us. Imam Khomeini, may Allah bless him, his name of Imam Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam, and his Vilayat al-Faqih, and he's telling us what we need to do. And if we follow them, if we follow him, and we hold on to him, Imam Khomeini rahmatullahi alayhi salatu wasalam, as he said that nobody can defeat you, as long as you hold on that. And very interesting thing is today, now the system of kufr, the worldwide, the people are saying the best politician, in their words, the best politician of our era is Imam Khomeini. That's what they're saying. That's what they say. If you read the news, they have noted that thing. The next thing, the news I'd like to bring to your attention is Saudi Arabia. And we've been news for a long time that they are serving as a U.S. functionary in Middle East. And this is, again, from Press TV, that they had conducted an interview with Mark Glenn. He's American, he's a politician, commentator from Idaho, to discuss the recent comments by Hezbollah Secretary General Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah about that, who has slammed Saudi Arabia for its bloody invasion of Yemen and what they've done in the Muslim world. And Glenn believes that Al Saud, the regime, is the main financier of terrorist groups such as Daesh, and all the Middle East, all the world. They're one of the head of Shaitan. They're like Qarun. At the time of Rasulullah, there were three heads. One of the head was the wealth of Qarun. And another head was Fir'aun with his forces. And another verse was Amon, that he was the brain. So there were three heads, and this were together. So here, this Saudis now, we know it's become very clear that they had discussion, they had meeting with Israelis, all those meetings that they had, and make it very, very clear that they are none but a Zionist government ruling Saudi, Al Saud. And it has become very clear, and there's no doubt about that. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to destroy this Al Saud. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroy all the system of kufr. Allahumma ahlik hukumat al-kufr wa hukumat al-shayatin fil ardi jamia bi qubbatika ya dhal qubbat al-matin. Allahumma ayyid muslimin wal muslimat wal mu'minin wal mu'minat fil ardi jamia bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim wal asr innal insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa amilus salihat wa tawasa bil haqq wa tawasa bis sabr. Sadaqallahu al-Aliyyu al-Azim wa sadaqa an-Nabiyyu al-Karim walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Umid qareeban tanha kojayi, chiraq sar qabr Zahra kojayi, تجلی طه گل عشق مولا دل آشفته داغ آن کوچه غم گرفتار گودال خونین دل افکار غمهای زینب سیاه پوش قاسم عزادار اکبر گل باغ لیلا پریشان دست علمگیر سقا نفسهای سجا نواهای باقه دعاهای صادق کسه بی کسی های شبهای کازم حبیب رضا و انیس قریب جواد الامه تمنای هادی عزیز دل اسگری پس نگارا بفرما کجایی 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 دلم جز هوایت هوایی ندارد لبم غیر نامت نوایی ندارد و وضو و اذان و نماز و قنوتم، بدون ولایت بهایی ندارد. دلی که نشد خانه یاس نرگس، خراب است و ویران، صفایی ندارد. بیا تا جوانم بده رخ نشانم، بیا تا جوانم بده رخ نشانم، که این زندگانی وفایی ندارم، که این زندگانی وفایی ندارم.